All right, welcome to this analysis. We have new footage of Alex Petty on January 13th, 11 days, I think 11 days before he was shot and killed by ICE. This is the nurse who was in an altercation with ICE agents. They pepper sprayed him. They shoved him to the ground. They had him on his knees. They pulled his gun away from him, and then they shot and killed him. And most conservatives still support that shooting, even though, of course, if it was one of their own who had been shot by the, let's say, Obama administration or the Biden administration, they would take the exact opposite side because they have no principles. I mean, obviously, they have no principles. Principles have to be universal or they aren't principles. So they're cheering this killing of Alex Petty. Well, now a new video has surfaced of 11 days earlier that appears to show Alex Petty, same face. It's been 97% confidence identified by the BBC as being the same guy. He spat on a vehicle, the closed window of a government ICE vehicle, and then he kicked out a taillight. And then he got into an altercation. You know, they charged him at that point. They rushed out of the vehicle and roughed him up, and apparently he broke a rib in that altercation. I want to show you that video here and then discuss that, but check this out.
This is a moment the news movement filmed on January 13th in Minneapolis, showing a man who appears to be Alex Petty interacting with federal immigration agents 11 days before Border Patrol shot and killed him. Our footage was analyzed by the BBC, whose facial recognition technology confirmed his identity to a 97% degree of accuracy.
All right, now, it looks pretty obvious that that is the same guy, and it does look like he spat on a government vehicle. There is no death sentence in America for spitting on a government vehicle. It does seem obvious that he kicked out a taillight, so he damaged government property. Well, guess what? You can be arrested and charged with that. And you could pay a fine. You might spend a few days in jail. Kind of depends on the local DA. As far as we can tell, I have looked. I can't find any arrest records of Alex Petty being arrested and charged with damaging government property at all. Which begs the question, why didn't they? Why didn't they charge him with damaging government property? Now, the upshot of this is that now, literally, at least in my feed on X, every conservative is saying this proves that he deserved to be shot and killed. Without exception, every conservative that I've seen in my feed is saying that. You know, in one form or another, I'm paraphrasing it. They're saying, see, he was violent. They were right to shoot him. The problem is that this video was 11 days before he was shot and killed. And so what conservatives are actually arguing for here is that if ICE doesn't like you, if you kicked at their vehicle a couple of weeks ago, it's okay for them to hunt you down and kill you. That is literally the argument of conservative MAGA voices in America today. Because you kicked out a taillight, they have the right to shoot you and kill you. I mean, think about that. And as I posted, if you ever wondered, how did the citizens of Germany go along with the Holocaust and the killing of, you know, millions of Jews? At least that's what the history books tell us. Whatever the number was, how did they go along with it? Well, now you know. Just look at MAGA. Just look at MAGA right now. They justify the killing of people as vengeance against American citizens because they don't like that that citizen spat on the window of a vehicle and kicked out a taillight. So no judge in America would issue a death sentence for kicking out a taillight. So if you think that someone kicking out the taillight of a vehicle deserves the death sentence, and if you believe that that death sentence can be carried out by government agents with no jury trial, no due process, no warrant, no verdict from any judge, not even any court hearing, no presentation of evidence, no right to defense, Nothing. Just the government saw you 11 days ago kicking out a taillight, and therefore they get to hunt you down and kill you. If you think that, then you've abandoned the rule of law. But right now, and again, this is kind of a herd mentality, kind of like a mob rage thing that we're witnessing. 99% of MAGA believes exactly that. Justice without a trial. So I put out a post, and by the way, I'm about to completely leave X because X has been overrun by Zionist thought police and idiotic MAGA-tards at this point. Sorry to say, that's just the reality. Here's what I posted. I said, when Alex Jones was subjected to a sham trial and a default judgment against him by a rigged court system, I stood up for Alex because I believe in due process and the rule of law. Alex was royally raked over the coals by a rigged court system, and he never received any actual trial at all. Alex Preddy received no trial either, yet he received a death sentence. No trial, no right to legal defense, no hearing, no jury, no judge. No opportunity to present evidence in his defense or to question his accusers. He was executed by ICE agents who clearly had a long-standing grudge against him. 99% of conservatives on this platform are now cheering this, from what I can see on this platform. If you are cheering this, you are insanely stupid and dangerous to civilization. Every citizen deserves a right to trial. Governments have no right to execute citizens on sight, no matter how many taillights they kicked out or how many closed vehicle windows they spat on. And I stand with what I just said there. Anybody that's saying that we can run around now and just have the federal government execute people on site because those people, you know, dented their car or, you know, kicked a taillight, that's insane. That's completely insane. But that's the point that we've reached now with the rage mob. And this is all by design. This is all by design. This is designed to start a civil war. You can see it. You know, you can see the heat being turned up, and that's why I keep encouraging people to de-escalate. Don't go to these protests. You know, don't brandish weapons, obviously. You know, stay home. I mean, everybody has a right to protest. I'm just saying on a practical level, don't get caught up in some mob, because we now have government-run death squads that will hunt you down and kill you while the entire Trump base cheers. That's where we are. I mean, think about it. That's where we are right now. There is no rule of law left in America, not even the people who claim to support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. No rule of law. They're all saying it now. That, oh, he deserved to die because he kicked out a taillight. Like, literally, that's the argument. That wouldn't hold up in any court of law anywhere in the world, of course. But in insane America today, where you have, like, low IQ MAGA-tards who can't think for themselves, that's totally fine with them. You know, the Tim Pools of society, Tim Tool, the fool, who said that he loves the boot licking because it's his boot that he's licking. It's his boot. He wants the boot. That's he said that on his show. He's being mocked for it because it's one of the dumbest things that any conservative influencer has ever said. And look, if I'm the last person, well, maybe it'll be myself and Rand Paul and Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute. At least there's three of us, well, plus the guys at the 10th Amendment Center, so there's four or five of us. If we're the last five Americans to call for due process and the rule of law, so be it. It'll just be us. It'll be the whole country saying, kill, kill, kill. And then five of us will be like, maybe not just kill people. Maybe don't run government death squads in the streets of America. Maybe everybody deserves the right to a jury trial. Maybe everybody deserves a right to a legal defense. Huh? You ever thought about that? If I'm if I'm one of the last five Americans to say it, I'm still going to say it because I'm a person of principle and I'm not giving that up. And I'm not going to rage mob my way into some emotional demand for mass vengeance and government death squads running around killing everybody who ever spat on a government vehicle. Was Alex Preddy, was he maybe a guy that you would call a left-wing dickhead? Yeah, maybe. He looks like a rager himself in this video. Does that deserve the death sentence? No. See, that's the thing. That's the thing about due process. In this country, we are supposed to believe that even criminals have the right to self-defense or legal defense, is what I'm saying. Even dickheads have the right to a legal defense. Even, dare I say, you know, assholes, they have the right to a trial, to present evidence. And any time that I've ever said that, oh, these traitors should go to jail or they should be prosecuted or they should be arrested, what have I said every single time? I've said they always deserve a trial. They deserve to present evidence in their defense in a court of law. I've always said that. I've never said that anybody should just be, you know, taken out because we know they're guilty. I've always said consistently they should be able to present information in their defense. But again, apparently, virtually the entire conservative movement has completely abandoned the rule of law at this point. But importantly, what we are watching right now is the complete breakdown of the rule of law, which is indicative of exactly what I've been talking about, what's happening. Complete breakdown of the rule of law. And that means things are going to get even more dicey from here forward because nobody in power believes in due process at this point. The entire Trump administration and all the supporters of Trump, or virtually all, I would say 99% at this point, now support mass killing of leftists. And that's exactly the scenario I've warned about. So that when the mass killing actually begins under martial law and the Insurrection Act and soldiers on the streets, and they start just massacring leftists, you're going to see MAGA people cheering the blood as it runs down the streets of America. That's where we are. So try to survive this, you know. Don't be out there in the streets. Be cautious. We're basically in Third Reich territory now, where the rule of law is gone, government violence is endorsed by the citizens. That's a very dangerous place to be. So be incredibly cautious from this point forward and de-escalate, you know, don't get in the face of ICE agents because they will clearly murder you. And then the government will support that. So, you know, try not to get killed. All right. Thank you for listening.
Astaxanthin is nature's ultimate antioxidant. Experience the unmatched potency of one of nature's most powerful antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.